Oh, sorry.
This is Resonance FM. You're listening to The Bike Show.
Bicycle power, pedal power, rinky-dink.
This is the sound of the Rinky Dink sound system, bicycle-powered sound system, as recorded in Glastonbury earlier in the year.
Weapons and go away whilst the rich get richer and the many stay poor. I see you smiling at number 10 store with a life certificate in your cold grey hand. Give I a thought or even give a damn, cause you're only the puppet of a businessman. Who's only the puppet of the hawk and the claw? Will you dance to the tune when they start more war? Dance to the tune while they start another war, and the rich get richer and the many stay poor. To prepare for a war that might even happen by error when I see the state of brother and sister. Imagine a future without war. Imagine a future non-nuclear. Stronger, yeah.
Thanks a lot. You're listening to Rinky Dink. Are you all right, peddlers?
Hello, my name's Jack Thurston. You're listening to The Bike Show on Resonance 104.4 FM. Last week, we took you 120 miles from Hackney to Dunwich Beach through the night in the middle of the summer under the full moon. It's midwinter now, so we're going to be staying warm in the studio, hearing from George Lopez about bicycling Christmas in Southern California, some advice about what kind of bicycle you might want to buy if you're making a New Year's resolution to get on your bike, and various other bits of odds and ends. This last couple of weeks has seen cycling in the news with Turner Prize winning artist Jeremy Deller deciding to dedicate his prize to everybody who cycles in London. And on his behalf, I have a tune that I want to dedicate to him in thanks for his raising of awareness of cycling in London. And also, this is a song for every white van driver on the streets of London.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out. Send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on a man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan. On an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh yeah. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is an evil host man, but him can't choke sit on a man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
The sounds of Max Romeo, Chase the Devil, going out to every white van driver in London, and also to Simon Hoggart of The Guardian and Jeremy Clarkson. You know why you are Satans. As far as cyclists concerned, we just wanted to remind you of that fact. Well, Jeremy Deller has agreed to come on the show in the new year, and I'd urge everybody to get down to to Tate Britain to take a look at his work. It's on display until the 23rd of December. Southwark cyclists were down there last Sunday, in fact the Sunday before last, with an exhibition stand explaining a little bit more about the connection between what he does, what Jeremy does, and the cycling more widely in London. And so anybody who's got any ideas about what I should do with Jeremy, whether we should go for a bike ride somewhere in town and record some of the sounds, or get him in the studio to pick some of the music that he likes to listen to while he's cycling, or anything else, send me an email. The address is on the website. In the meantime, let's sit back and listen to some cycling sounds. These are the sounds of a rather antique Dawes Londoner late at night in the Waterloo area. Now, for many people, Christmas might be the time when they got their first bike. And Latino-American stand-up comedian George Lopez recalls what it was like.
And whatever you wanted, it was no. Grandma, can I? No! You don't even know what it is. The answer is no. I know your face and no. Or you would want something and they would tell you, all right, get it, mira. But that's the last thing you're gonna ever fucking ask me. How old are you? 9? Okay, mira, think about it, porque you got a long life. If you want the skates, get them, but that's it. Never mind. Okay, let's go. Team leader, you can't even walk. You're gonna walk with wheels, cabrón, hombre? You're loco. I don't got time to teach you. Either you know or you don't know. And then when your dad would buy you a bike, you know, other parents would buy kids bikes and it already come assembled with the helmet waiting on the handlebars. Josh, that's yours. You really mean it, Father? Us, your dad's half drunk on Christmas, dragging the box in the living room. Yeah. Hey, mijo, that's the bike you want. Why are you crying? Those better be tears of joy, cabrón. Mira, I had to pull that fucking bike all the way from the garage. They say huffy ahí, porque I'm huffing right now. I can barely get air. I see huffing. They must know how far you had to pull it. They put it on the bike. Huffing. Mira, we're gonna put it together, but right now I'm feeling good. Right now. Tomorrow. Right now, ya estoy poco. I drank at work and then I came home and I'm already como dice lightheaded. So your dad finally puts the bike together and there's parts left over. And big ones too, you know. Get on. Well, no, get on. There's still a part. Mira, cabrón. Get on and we'll see what happens. If it runs good, then we won't. Mira, a lot of times they send extra parts as a precautionary measure, mira. But where are the training wheels? Cabrón, training wheels. Mira, how old are you? 4? You don't need training. Míralo, 4 years old. And you get us training wheels. Oh, my God. I can't believe. Míralo. When I was 2, I was already driving a fucking car. Over the grapevine. Carrying grapes from Fresno. 4 years old and you can't ride a bike. Mira, I'll teach you. You learn like that. A la volada. Así. Mira, get on. Your feet don't touch the pedal. The way I teach you, they don't need to. Mira, when the pedal comes up, push it back down. And when it comes back up again, push it down. And keep pushing it down. Don't let it hit you in the back of the leg, but it's going to cut you. Pero push it. You don't even need both legs. Here's one. Mira, let me hold the handlebars. Mira. Go to the car and wait for me. Ready? 1. I'm gonna on 3. 1, 2. Like that! Push the pedal down! Push the pedal! ¿Qué pasó, viejo? Mira, he's going. He fell on the grass. He's all right. What are you looking at me for? ¿Qué pasó? You're crying? You want to go to McDonald's? All right then. You want a Happy Meal? Well then get happy, cabrón.
The sounds of George Lopez recalling a traumatic Christmas receiving a bicycle. Now, it might not just be Christmas where you might get your bike. You might be turning to your New Year's resolutions on the 1st of January thinking, I'm going to save some money, I'm going to get fit, I'm going to enjoy being above ground, in control, travelling fast in London, and you might want to get a bike. Which bike to get? I went into the Waterloo Bike Repair Centre on Hatfields, just a little shop run by a very nice man called Jürgen, and asked him, what bike should I get?
Well, I think first of all, he or she should look for a bike that fits. That fits, first of all, the body of the person, and then the purpose he or she wants it for. So they should look into their needs, whether they're commuters, whether they want to travel, whether they are just fun riders. So. These are all points that you should be clear about before you go into a bike shop, and then you can actually ask the proper questions.
And so, what's an ideal commuting bike, do you think?
For London, I would say the less the better, because you have all these fancy bikes with 24 gears, and if you're only commuting in London, you actually don't need that. So you could well do with just a 7-speed or 8-speed bike. So you could reduce it. Like you see it quite a lot when you have a look at the bicycle couriers. So many of them, they run fixed wheels, track bikes, which I wouldn't recommend because you really have to know how to ride those and how to slow down. But they do ride sort of stripped down bikes where they have only 7 gears on the rear and just 1 chainring on the front. And I think that's a good commuting bike.
And so would you recommend people get something secondhand or a new bike?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been in London long enough. I don't know about the secondhand market here. It's it's very tricky to deal with. I find as a bicycle repair shop, we know people come in trying to sell their bikes. We have a policy, usually, of not buying any bikes because we assume that most of them are stolen, to be quite honest. So it's very tricky. Where would you get a good second-hand bike?
And so how much do you think people need to spend on getting a good bike that's going to get them around town?
That depends very much on the parts. I mean, if you can have if you're spending lots of money on you can spend pots of money. Let's say, put it this way, on frame, wheels. You can, a decent, a very nice bike will cost probably 500 quid if you buy it new. So if you have that in your pocket, you can shop around and have a look to find a bike with proper components, where the hidden parts are not really the crappy ones that you have to replace after a year, which is the case with cheaper bikes. Yeah, coming back to your question with the second-hand market, I don't know. It's a very difficult question because you have on offer sort of bikes with £80, £90, but then everything is worn out. So you will have to spend another £80 to £90 to make it work.
And once you've got your bike, what are the most important things you need to know about repairing it and keeping it running well?
I would say develop an ear and a feeling for your bike. So if something is rattling, I see many people riding around with squeaking, rattling bikes. They should actually, if they don't know how to mend it themselves, they should pop into a bike shop and get it sorted out. Because normally, if your bike is all right, it will tell you this by not making noises. So if you can develop some care and an ear for your bike, I think that's the first step to keep it in proper shape.
Une chanson de Pierre Barou et Francis Lay qui a pour titre La bicyclette. Quand on partait de bon matin, quand on partait sur les chemins, à bicyclette, nous étions quelques bons copains. Il y avait Fernand, il y avait Firmin, il y avait Francis et Sébastien, et puis Paulette. Nous étions tous amoureux d'elle, on se sentait pousser les ailes à bicyclette. Sur les petits chemins de terre, on a souvent vécu l'enfer pour ne pas mettre pied à terre devant Paulette. Faut dire qu'elle y mettait du cœur, c'était la fille du facteur à bicyclette. Et depuis qu'elle avait 8 ans, elle avait fait en le suivant tous les chemins environnants à bicyclette. Quand on approchait la rivière, on déposait dans les fougères nos bicyclettes. Puis on se roulait dans les champs, faisant naître un bouquet, changeant de sauterelles, de papillons et de rainettes. Quand le soleil à l'horizon profilait sur tous les buissons nos silhouettes, on revenait fourbu content, le cœur un peu vague pourtant, de n'être pas seul un instant avec Paulette. Prendre furtivement sa main, oublier un peu les copains, la bicyclette. Je disais, c'est pour demain, j'oserai demain, quand on ira sur les chemins à bicyclette.
the sounds of Yves Montand singing A Bicyclette. And before that, Jürgen from the Waterloo Bike Repair Shop in Hatfields, just off the cut in Waterloo, giving some excellent advice about picking your bicycle. Two things that I thought were particularly right on the money were the less is the better, and listen to your bike. Get in tune with your bike. Feel what it's feeling. And then it'll look after you, just as you look after it. We'll hopefully get Jürgen on the show in the new year with some practical tips about things. How to repair a bottom bracket. Things not to do when fixing a puncture. How to change your group set. And recording the sounds that he makes when he's at work. Next week, we're going to have a journey from Chiswick to Islington in the company of Mark Ellen, editor of Word magazine. So tune in for that, same time. And next year, look forward to our guests, Rose Adez, who's Ken Livingstone's chief advisor on cycling, a head of cycling at Transport for London, who's going to be coming in. I'm going to be riding with Professor Shirley Hodgson on her epic commute from the hospital where she works in Tooting up to Muswell Hill and back every day. And we're going to be having Jeremy Deller, Turner Prize winning artist, into talking about cycling and the connection between cycling and art. And also, if that wasn't enough, we're going to be having the head of cycling at the London Ambulance Service coming in, talking about their work and his advice and reflections on cycling in London. So that's all to look forward to in the new year and next week, because I think we've still got another show before the end of 2004. Thanks for listening. This is Resonance 104.4 FM. My name's Jack Thurston. This is The Bike Show, and I'm going to leave you with the Scissor Sisters.